Good morning, everyone. I gotta tell you, it's always very humbling to come at the end and know that we're gonna be talking about how much the church means, and I'm gonna put it in my words. And really what I wanna do is say this, what we just did. We got up and we sang, and you know, there's some quiet folks in the back, and I'm one of them, who was, you know, a little slow to move. Right? But, you know, it eventually caught up with me. And then the choir's going to sing, and then we're going to share joys and really, really all feel them in the room. Have you noticed that? Have you noticed that when we do joys and concerns, you could hear a pin drop in this place? And we wait and listen for those joys like they are our joys. And then when we do concerns, those are our concerns. We sit there and listen to them and think, oh, that's terrible. That could be me, or that's my friend, or that happened to me too. Or it's as if it is happening to us too, and afterwards we go, we'll find you, and somebody comes up to you and says, oh, I think maybe I can help, or good luck with that, or boy, just, right? And, you know, I'm going to say other stuff, but this is why we're here. This is why we have a pledge drive. This is why we go through the whole process. Now, my grandmother always said you should never talk about religion, politics, money, or sex in a public place. I'm going to ignore her advice today because it's time we broke the last taboo. We talked about religion here. You know, it's kind of a church. We do that from time to time. Sometimes we drift into politics, you know, a little bit of drift. So today, I want to talk about sex. All right, now that I've got you thinking about that and not the pledge parking spot, we're going to move on. What I really want to do is talk about money, because we have to talk about it, right? It's strange. It's like that last taboo. It's the thing we don't talk about. I know more about my friends' sex lives, their political leanings, what they do for a living. I have known tons of secrets. I have no idea about their monetary situations. We don't go there. We don't talk about it. This is that time of year in our church congregational life where we need to talk about that. And, you know, I can sort of feel you guys cringing a little bit with me now. Shake it off. We got to move through it. And it's that time of year when we acknowledge that a lot of what happens around here requires some money. The heat, thank heavens, the lights, the sheet music, and the man who turns it into song, the phones, and the capable woman who stands behind them, the pulpit, and the man who gives it a voice, all of those things that are such a part of what makes this place so wonderful, take a little bit of money. Now, as you've heard everybody else mention, we'd be remiss if we didn't acknowledge that that's only half the puzzle. The volunteerism, the time, the energy, the spirit, the love that you bring here on Sunday and Monday night and Tuesday night and Wednesday night and throughout the whole week, that matters too. That fills the house that we built up with love. But there are some things that still take money. We've switched to energy-efficient light bulbs, but they still take electricity to turn on. Let me be clear, and let me be blunt. Your monetary donations matter to this church. The portion of your hard-earned income that you share with us keeps the lights on. It protects this historic building and shelters our spirit. It funds the programs that so enrich our life on Sundays and throughout the year. Simply put, your dollars fund our spiritual lives. We come to this place on Sunday and throughout the week because we need to, because it speaks to our spirit. This sanctuary is one of the few places where we can feel safe, a place where we can be our best self on even our worst days. There is no pretense, only smiles. There is no judgment, only hugs. No conflict, only fellowship. No hate, only love. That's a pretty special place. Put it another way, this is our house. And it's that time of year where we stop and pay the rent. We need your volunteerism and we need your pledges. Our theme this year is doing all we can. You've heard us all talk about it. Please pick up your pledge form. Please take some time to think about your pledge. Find an amount that feels right for you. Feel free to ask us any questions that you have. And at the end of the day, thank you all for making this a place that is this wonderful every Sunday, every day, all year. Thank you very much.
Well, need I say more? No, not really. Except a word of thanks to David and Ellen, both for what they had to say this morning and for all the good energy they put into this pledge drive, as has our entire board of our board of trustees. I just say it's. I said earlier, I always feel very, very proud and blessed to be the minister of this congregation. And days like this, Sundays like this, only tend to only serve to reinforce that. I thank you all for being here. I just join with them in saying, do all you can in keeping a really wonderful thing going.